Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys. Conrad told me over the break that we might want to lighten this up a little bit. We've been having a two-segment of science experiment here, but I tell you what, when you get Brad in the room, you want to take advantage of him, especially this time of year. There's so much cool stuff going on outside, and Brad's the guy that knows more about it than anybody else I know. So
this is why we start out with like a whiskey tasting,
right?
Or, you know, maybe some beers. It loosens up the tongue a little bit.
Right. Here, so. Yeah. You'll be fine. You that was me leading you through this, and you did exactly what I wanted you to do. If we only got two listeners left out there, well, enjoy yourselves. But anyway, so Brad, we'll wrap that up. Okay. We found them. We got them. They're not going to kill us. They're cleaned. What are we going to do with them? I mean, is it just butter and flour like my mom used to do?
I do a lot of butter, flour. With steaks, you can put them in a quiche. I mean, they can be an accent about everything. It's not too technical. There are so many great recipes online, of course. But normally when I get them, since it's such an extra treat and I just want the flavor of the mushroom, I tend to fry them up in butter.
Right.
Sometimes I'll do a little flour for crunch. However, I just the nutty flavor of a morel mushroom is just spectacular. So I try not to coat it up too bad. I like doing them with a little venison steak. I like them actually with a little rabbit as well. I think it adds nicely to rabbit. I won't tell you what I'm having next week for woodchuck.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I'm gonna bring some into Conrad here. Conrad's gonna get some woodchuck. He's gonna love it.
You know what? How much woodchuck would a
Conrad upchuck?
'Tis that time. There's no season on woodchuck. So,
right. Yep.
Yeah. The one thing I always want to tell people is
ground chuck. I got it. Chuck. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
The one thing, if you find a seven leaf kind of glossy plant in the woods, now that it's legal, just make sure to, you know, email over us where the location is so we can make sure it's not an invasive plant growing in the woods. If you catch my drift.
Yeah.
We just passed the date of 420 not too long ago.
Yes,
so
we did.
All our listeners out there, you got it.
Exactly.
Lightening the mood here a little bit.
Right. Yeah, we would have had we had found some of that, right? But
lightening the
mood. So other than being an expert at foraging, you're in the appliance business with our friends at Garrett's Appliance, longtime sponsor of the show. We so appreciate them and you making time to come over here. But what are you seeing that's new this year for the backyard? Many people this time of year are looking to maybe upgrade their game a little bit, and there's a lot of things out there. You guys have high quality tools and equipment that are on outdoor kitchens, and I think that's okay. I think it's really good because there's a whole market out there. You guys wouldn't be doing as well as you're doing. So what do you see? Anything cool that's out this year?
Cool stuff. Oh, yeah. There's cool stuff. Pizza ovens is the big hitter right now.
Okay.
Lots of people doing pizza ovens. And, you know, a couple years ago, minus the ones that you can get online for, you know, a couple $100, people have been putting the built-in pizza ovens or large pizza ovens, which get very, very pricey for clients. We just came out with a new brand. We got it here this past week. They have one called the Rock Box. That's Gourney pizza ovens. They start at $499, go up to about $2,000. So their Rock Box, which is a portable pizza oven, can be hooked up to gas, propane, if you will. It comes with extension for that. Gets up to about 950 degrees on the inside, well insulated, comes with a pizza paddle. So $500, you're walking out with a portable pizza oven.
And is it like 12 inches, 16 inches?
You can get up to a 12-inch pizza into it.
Okay.
And then when you go up to the larger sizes, of course, bigger pizzas, you will also find that at that $499 price point, you can get a accessory where you can actually do it as a wood. They have a wood insert to go into there as well.
Oh, like the firebox, take out the gas and put the
wood in there.
You got it. And
you can put the wood in there. Built-in pizza oven still really popular. We just made a major change in our, what I'll call, our nice Americanized style built grills. And I say Americanized style built grills. We're parting ways a little bit with Weber, and we're going to Broil King now.
Okay.
And the reason why is Broil King actually used to build Weber grills back in the day. And
So it's American made.
So they're between Indiana and Canada is where everything is made with Broil King. But they have a series, kind of their second up series that goes by the name of the Baron, which has the craziest warranty I've ever seen at a realistic price point. So the Baron's going to start at about $699. Lifetime warranty, of course, on the cast aluminum box.
Right.
15-year, top to bottom. Igniters, wheels, grates, 15 years.
Wow.
Top to bottom. And starting at, you know, that $699 price point, you can get a well-appointed one at $999, four burners with a side burner. I mean, you just can't beat it. I had my old Weber Class C for like 20-some years, and it's basically the same manufacturer. So that's kind of the direction we're going for a person looking for just a great grill without spending a ton of money. And, of course, we get into kind of the next step up, which are going to be some of your built-in or, you know, your heavy-duty stainless steel grills. Well, we have...
And that'd be just like the grill head usually.
Correct, And you can get an insulated jacket. You can get outdoor sinks, outdoor refrigerators, you know, stainless steel cabinets. And that's going to be in like our artisan and alfresco lines, which are coming more out of that California type area.
Uh-huh.
We do have a brand by the name of Coyote, which makes some really cool stuff as well. We do have some griddles available. So griddles
probably better ones than those Blackstones that I bought to fill a void at a cookout.
Yeah. So,
right. That was a very affordable, but you got what you paid for.
Exactly. So we're getting a little bit into the griddle market and, you know, just all kinds of grilling stuff. We got some new displays on. So swing by the showroom. We'd love to talk to you about them. You can twist my ear. I'm happy to listen or give some advice on, you know, size that you're looking for. I think so many people get hung up in BTUs that they think they need, which, you know, it doesn't matter how big the BTU is, as long as you're using it the right way. You know, there's a lot of talk about indirect cooking that I'm always happy to kind of walk people through. There's the cool thing with grilling is basically you got your outside kitchen now that you can do so many different things. Traeger's still pretty hot out there, you know, the wood pellet type grills. But there's just so much to see out there, and we've got a ton of it on our showroom floor.
So if I walk in and I say I want a new gas grill for my deck, which is what the majority of people have, their first grill is a gas grill. What are the two or three questions you're going to ask me to determine where you want to steer me? X of price, because everybody's got a budget. But when you said how big, how many BTUs, that kind of stuff, just let's role play that a little bit.
Absolutely. Well, when you come in, the first thing I ask for is your credit card, because you don't tend to pay your bills.
Right.
but my first question is going to be, you know, how many people are you grilling for?
Great.
You know,
great.
You know, is it just you and your wife?
Generally, there's two or three of us, but sometimes I like to throw the party where there might be,
the party
might be
on the
10 out there.
You know, because when it's normally just a couple people, we normally say a two-burner, three-burner grill. You know, a three-burner grill is going to get you if you have, you know, 6 to 8 people over, you're doing a dinner party, family's coming over for Mother's Day, you want to grill up some burgers, whatever you're doing. Say you've got a larger family, but you're entertaining a lot. You've got a lake house, you love to entertain. Then I'm going to bump you anywhere from a 3 to 5 burner grill, depending on, you know, what size family and how big of entertaining you're doing. Now, the thing people don't tend to understand is they always want to, oh, I need the biggest grill out there. Well, you got to remember, the bigger the grill, the more area you have to heat up, the more gas you're going to be burning through. And if you're only filling it a third of the way all the time, why would you want a huge grill?
It
just doesn't make a
ton of
sense.
For the one or two times a year that you might have 10 or 12 people, just take a little more time, enjoy their company, and grill twice.
Absolutely.
Rather than making sure you have all that capacity there.
Second thing is, you know, when you're doing your grilling, are you thinking about using a side burner? Because, you know, side burners come on or off a lot of grills, and a side burner is a great thing. If you're doing a big thing of corn and you don't want to heat up your kitchen during the summer, or you're doing broccoli, you're sauteing up something that's going to be kind of smelly. Well, it's a great way to do your mushrooms outside.
Right.
Maybe you're frying up some leeks. I'll tell you what, my house smells like garlic and onion horribly right now.
Right.
But those are some of the things. You had a side burner on. And then, of course, the biggest thing to me is talking about the warranty of a grill. Anybody can go to a Home Depot or Lowe's and get a grill for $200 that's going to rot away after, you know, a season or two. The burners are all out. And it's like, you know what? Let's talk about the warranty. Let's talk about how the manufacturer is going to stand behind the product, because I don't want you to have to come in every 2 years and buy a grill. I understand it might be a couple $100 less, but when you're throwing $250, $300 at a grill every 2 to 3 years because everything's rusted out, that's not a good investment either.
Yeah. Great advice. Coming up next, we're going to finish this conversation. We might even talk a little bit about something we've grilled this last couple of weeks. We usually start with that, and we could end with it. But anyway, you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.